The Biebs. UConn here on Star 104.5. 8:43 is the time. Tomorrow on the show, we're doing Free Fuel Thursday. Got to say it with the F.
Thursday.
Free Fuel Thursday with the Fuel Fairy. This guy, I'm going to be out at a secret location, a petrol station somewhere here on the coast, hooking you up with free fuel. And I'll tell you what, with the cost of living the way it's going, it's going to go a long way. Yesterday, we heard from the Reserve Bank of Australia that they've put the cash rate up by 25 basis points, which takes it to 4.1%. I know a little bit. Because I know that the mortgage is going to go up. That's about all my extent is. So we are joined in the studio by Matt from hublitt.com.au. That's hublitt.com.au. Morning, Matt.
Good morning.
What does that mean? What does it mean that it's gone up 25 basis points?
So cash rate increases by 0.25%. That means that you're going to see the variable interest rates on home loans increase by 0.25%.
Okay. So in layman's terms, that just means we're paying more for our mortgages now, and people who are renting, the landlords are probably going to put the rent up.
Yep. You'll probably see that. So on an average, let's say $500,000 home loan over 25 years, you'd expect the repayments to increase by about $75 per month.
Gosh.
It's a lot, and if you you can double that for $1 million loan. So increase in cash rates, higher petrol prices, it's definitely going to hit people in the back pocket.
That's like over $2,000 over the year, over
it
12
is.
Months, or more than $2,000 over 12 months, which is huge. People are stretched at the moment as it is, the cost of living. We're looking at fuel prices at the moment, and we've been trying to find cheap fuel here on the coast, and it doesn't exist at the moment.
Nope.
Is that spending... now? Because you were hearing mixed messages, right? So the people are saying that we're spending too much. That's why inflation's going up. You can't help spending too much when petrol costs that much. But the inflation was already high before the last lot of fuel rises. Is it our fault that the inflation's going up?
Well, look, it's hard to say, right? Because the RBA only has one lever to pull, and that's increasing the cash rate.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, prices are going to increase. You've got the war in the Middle East, which is increasing oil prices mm-hmm. globally, which you're seeing that at the petrol pump.
Yeah.
But they're also fearing that the increase in oil prices is going to increase the transport costs, which will increase cost of goods.
So people who are looking to get a mortgage for the very first time, like myself, mm-hmm. is it going to make it that much more hard to get into the housing market?
Yeah, it is, I think, a little bit. So each 0.25% rate increase does reduce a average borrower's borrowing capacity by about 2.5%.
Okay.
Right? But that's across the board.
Yeah.
Do we normally see house prices come down then when the interest rates go up?
Not come down, but cool.
Okay.
Right? That's what you're going to see on the market, on the Central Coast market, I believe, is that prices are going to cool a little bit, especially those higher prices. Under the, say, $800,000 mark, I think the first home buyer market is going to still be competitive.
Okay.
We're joined by Matt from Hublitt this morning, hublitt.com.au. Matt, what can we do to combat this? What is something we can do? If someone's listening right now, some active tips that we can just take into every day.
Yep. There's a few things I would urge anyone to look at their interest rates at the moment. Now, if they aren't in a fixed interest rate, contact your bank today.
Yeah,
right, okay. Because right now, as of this morning, I checked, there is 1 or 2 year fixed rates as low as 5.74%. That is going to be lower than the variable rates.
Okay.
Do you think we'll ever, so what was that, fives, in the mm-hmm. fives, do you think we'll ever see interest rates go back down into the threes and the twos again, or is that that's a distant memory that's gone?
I think that is going to never occur again.
Okay. Well, look, I strongly recommend if you have any interest in this and you need to know more about it, get in touch with Matt from hublitt.com.au. You also look after mortgage broking and property and that kind of gear?
Absolutely.
So if that is your field or something that you are looking at the moment here on the coast, Matt's an expert in it. hublitt.com.au. Appreciate your time this morning, mate, and making that a lot easier for us to understand.
Absolutely.